From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca again turns deadly when a crowd stampedes. First, though, national politics. And to South Carolina, which holds a heavily watched primary tomorrow with all seven Democratic presidential candidates in it. NPR's Philip Davis is there. Over the weekend, he saw once again that politics can be a pretty good show, especially if you like show business.
Visitors to the Mellow Mushroom in Columbia, South Carolina over the weekend might have noticed a woman with frizzy blonde hair and a bright red jacket joking with undecided voters and trying to get them to choose a certain Massachusetts senator.
You actually have a lot in common with John Kerry because he's done stuff like that too. He's helped start a program called Youth Build. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. That's singer-songwriter Carole King supporting John Kerry. King flew into town over the weekend to campaign for Kerry and to sing at a benefit concert. Now, Kerry has used intense Springsteen songs like The Rising and No Surrender at his campaign events, but at her concert, which was held in a garden center filled with plants, Carole King knew exactly what song to use for the Kerry campaign.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
She said the song just fit.
Because John Kerry is a friend to me, and I think he's a friend to all Americans who are, you know, really good, decent, hardworking people.
Bringing in a mellow singer may have worked for a candidate who's trying to add a little warmth to what is seen as a cool personality. But for the only locally born candidate, John Edwards, what worked was support from a local band.
I just wanna love you, but you wanna wear my ring. But there's nothing I can do. I only wanna be with you.
That would be Hootie and the Blowfish, South Carolina's most famous musical export, singing Only Wanna Be With You. And isn't that what every politician wants you to think? Hootie and the Blowfish spent most of the night playing their hits, though every once in a while they throw in some politics.
You know, we're not really, you know, we vote and we believe what we believe and we do our thing, and, you know, we're four guys who have four different opinions, but we all come together with the fact that we would love to see John Edwards be president of the United States.
Other candidates in the race have gotten endorsements, too. Country icon Willie Nelson is writing a song for Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich. And some of the matches can leave you scratching your head. Last month, for example, Madonna endorsed that straightest of straight arrows, General Wesley Clark. And there are dozens of techno dance remixes supporting Howard Dean still circulating on the Internet. Sometimes, though, a candidate doesn't even need a musician to get the beat going, at least not if you've got pipes like the Reverend Al Sharpton.
I tell young people everywhere I go, so don't look at me on the TV.
Yesterday, Sharpton starred at Sunday services at Carpenterville Baptist Church in North Augusta.
I come out of the hardcore ghetto. I grew up in the projects.
He was a hit with the congregation. Later today, Sharpton is bringing in his own musical supporter, gospel great John P. Key, to sing at a church. Now, no one knows if any of this musical campaigning actually does any good. No polls track whether a candidate's musical taste influences how someone decides for whom to vote. But at the very least, the candidates hope their musical surrogates will bring a little glamour to the grindingly serious world of politics. Philip Davis, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.